Grand Risings, Carbon Intellect here. I've been watching this podcast called Pearl Talk, and the subjects I've been watching is like one was what defines a woman, like what is a woman. And on this one, I believe they had, I want to say it was one male on there. It was one black man on there. And then there was a plethora of women. And they also had an older woman in there. Now, it was a very interesting, very interesting conversation, because I think there was like maybe like three or four white women, it was like two black women, well I believe it was three black women, and one of the black women were older, and it was like one of the black woman, she was like, you could tell that she was, what we would say, more modern mindset. So everybody was kind of coming to the conclusion of what a woman is. And basically they were coming down and they were saying that it was a person with a womb that could give birth. All right. So, and then still, you know, like I said, I would say the woman with the modern mindset was like, she was still kind of like shaky on it. And everybody was like, well, yeah, that's like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the older lady almost knew, she let everybody else speak. And, you know, there were some people that were like, oh, well, you know, they were talking about, of course, hermaphrodites got bought up. And and they were saying how hermaphrodites, they still have a womb, like they could still give birth. So that's what makes them a woman. And personally, with the research that I have done, I first of all, you know, I know that we all start off with vaginas, and us boys and men had a little something extra. I say a little something extra to make our ovaries drop and our clitoris grow. You know what I'm saying? That's just my humble opinion. But it was very interesting just seeing how me knowing the information that I know, knowing that they have been trying, the powers that be have been trying to blur the gender lines and are becoming successful in doing so. So it makes me think and look at conversations like that where you have, and they show footage, and they went to people, and they asked these people that are, you know, professors and women's studies, and they asked them what a woman was. And even these professors on camera, I don't know about off camera, if they even asked them off camera, but on camera, they would not say what a woman is. Like, they kind of left it up in the air. It's like, at the end of the day, there's natural laws, there's universal laws that cannot be broken no matter what you do. And when it comes down to natural laws, you look at nature, for the majority of things, you have a male and female. For majority, for everything, even in nature, even for plants, even for cannabis sativa. If you are a cannabis sativa consumer, the female side is what people ingest and what people take so they can get, so they can feel high. The male side, you can make 80,000 products out of, which is hemp. So, even in nature, there's a male and female. What do they benefit from blurring these lines? What is the benefit in trying to destroy nature? Because no matter how high you build your house, your building, if it's there long enough and it's unattended, it will become nature. I believe this is why my ancestors lasted or lived so long, because they realized the laws of nature and dealt in such. But, yeah, and it's just, it's crazy how I was just watching one just now, earlier, and they were talking about, how modern women don't like accountability. And, I believe they're over there in the UK. Nah, I don't believe. I know they're over there in the UK, so it's kind of interesting to hear how their society is kind of mirrored or alike, to hear similarities. So they were talking about how one big thing that, you know, it comes up a lot is, and I thought about it too, you know what I'm saying, like, is how women dress. Now they were talking about how and, you know what I'm saying, they were talking about how there was two black women there, and I think there might be like she was like mixed. But the two black women were like talking about how, you know, if a man was her husband, she would consider what he says about how she dresses. And a of course, you know, the other men in the room, because it was men and female in the room. The men in the room was talking about how you go out and a man being a man, he goes and he touches you because you have revealing clothing that your man already asked you not to wear. And now he has to defend both of, you know, defend you and himself because he disrespected you because you wanted to have the freedom. And I always thought about that because there's some, not everybody has willpower. Not everybody has respect. So they brung up, the girls brung up the women in Brazil and how the women in Brazil could go and wear their thongs and everything. And then, of course, the man was like, well, yes, that is true, but the women in Brazil are very submissive to their men. And I think we should use a different word than submissive, because submissive sounds very, sounds like you're laying down. You know what I'm saying? And some men would like that type of woman. I personally would like a woman that could think, you know what I'm saying? But that's something different. But I just think that we should use a different word besides submissive, because yes, it's more of, I would say more of a respect, knowing, trusting that the man is going to lead and guide you the way. And because subconsciously a lot of traumas, a lot of things have gone on, especially in the Black community. Is just that there's a lot of things, a lot of healing, a lot of things that need to be done. Personally, I feel like it's good to talk about things on a group level, on a general level, but at the end of the day, it's the individual. As individuals, like-minded individuals make communities, like-minded communities is what make nations. Or like-minded communities is what makes, you know, your neighborhoods, like-minded neighborhoods is what makes towns and cities, and, you know, you keep on going from there. But accountability is a big, big thing. I also seen another thing, just like a short, it just popped up on YouTube, and it was about how beautiful women don't necessarily live in reality. And They further said, because the men or women, whoever is surrounded by them, they say and do certain things for that person, so that person never feels wrong. I personally feel like I just went through this myself, but I feel like that there's some truth in that. I only feel like there's some truth in that because, like I said, I feel like I just went through it. But if you, I mean, and that's not even just beautiful women. That's just people, period. If you surround anybody by a bunch of yes men, and then you have this utopia around, I mean, everybody should have your utopia, but if you have your utopia always saying and giving you whatever and not telling you the truth, giving you what you want to hear, saying what you want to hear, then if you have somebody even trying to come in and even alter that, even a little bit, even if it's good for you, then yeah. But like I said, we could take that out to a broader perspective and not just beautiful women. Just people in general. I mean, everybody, you need your team, but you also want somebody to be able to keep you in reality, keep you in truth, and not in imagination. You know what I'm saying? Help you stay grounded. It's a pretty long podcast here, but I've been watching some stuff. I've been thinking about some things. I think I'm going to do another one today. But y'all stay safe out there. Love y'all. Peace. I'm out. Carbon Intellect.